mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number two of this July 14, 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. You can call it a show. We're trying to get you to think. We're about to go to Danny and Cliff and Marlene and Carlos and Diane and others. CIA's acting chief says threat highest since 9/11. Ashcroft pushing Patriot Act extension. It's actually an expansion. Al-Qaeda videos uploaded from government website, WorldNet Daily. Oh, we've been telling you about that for months. Mexico's attorney general gets microchip implant, CNN. Freed Swede tells of Guantanamo torture. The new head of the EU calls America arrogant, playing off the left-right paradigm. Bill Clinton will not be in Boston, but not at the microphone. U.S.-Israeli behind beheadings, kidnappings in Iraq. That's what the Iranian government's saying. But, again, we don't need the Iranian government to tell us that. We were just talking. Apology over Mr. Armitage has apologized to India's foreign minister for being strip-searched. U.S. government testing anti-missile systems on commercial airlines. And just much, 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 much more that we will be covering. And more on toll roads, these new type of toll roads that you're going to be enjoying in your area unless you stop them. Right now, Danny in Tennessee. Danny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I've got a quick news post for you. The Denver Post reported this morning. It says, a Denver police officer likely mistook a soda can for a weapon before shooting and killing a 63-year-old disabled man in his bed.
But then it goes on to say, but it doesn't matter because he was a career criminal.
Yeah, I mean, it just drives me nuts.
No, they just come in the wrong place, wrong guy, shoot him, and he's dead, but nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, it's just about, I mean, that cop should be put in jail for the rest of his life. Just, it's disgusting.
But the article says that the guy he shot had a criminal record, so...
Yeah, maybe he stole a piece of firewood and they're going to run over his car or something. And but I also wanted to comment, a couple of days ago I was at work and I'd listened to the show where you had David Icke on.
Yes.
And David Icke totally lied to you when you asked him if he went on TV and said he was Jesus. And what had happened was back when he very first started doing this, he went on TV in England and he was wearing his turquoise robes, went on TV and said that he was Jesus. And it's even in his new book, Tales from the Time Loop. He talks about it in like the first chapter or so and says, well, I was kind of nuts back then or something. But I really wonder about David Icke and if, you know, he's what he seems to be. Because I talk to a lot of people about the New World Order and they say, oh, well, you believe in reptiles. And,
well, that's what happens is we talk about real things we can prove and then a lot of people tagged stuff onto the end and it discredits it. I had him on because, you know, he's a big guy in the alternative media, and we have him on about once a year, and I don't agree with quite a bit of what he has to say, but I do agree with a lot of it. And, you know, that's what happens with this is that he covers so much that's documented and well-proven. He's very articulate, and then he just adds on to it all this other stuff, and it is interesting, but I don't want to call him a liar. I haven't seen the video. I had just read that he had said that on a BBC interview back in the early 90s.
Yeah, you can go on Google and do a search for David Icke calls himself Jesus, and it'll just pull up. And I believe there's a video still on the Internet where you can actually watch it.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I watched it a couple years ago. Our church was doing a thing on false Christ, and they had a video clip of him doing it. That's when I first learned about David Icke, and then I read a couple of books.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Interesting. Cliff and others, you're up next when we get back. And all the news we mentioned, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites.
somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your phone calls, Cliff, I believe it's in Texas. Welcome, Cliff.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I did a search, a Google search, on arrested for wearing anti-bus T-shirt. And
yes.
I came up with an article on the LibertyPost.org. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, go ahead.
A Texas couple was charged with trespassing on the 4th of July for wearing an anti-Bush T-shirt at the speech given by the president in West Virginia. Although the couple, Nicole and Jeffrey Rank, had tickets to the event, security insisted they leave or stand in a designated protest zone. When they refused, police detained them. From the stage, Bush said, "We're thankful that this nation they created 228 years ago remains free and independent and the best hope for all mankind." Now,
then it must be another Texas situation then, because I saw another little blurb on a TV station. So, and I, when I did a search this morning on it, all kinds of articles around the country with other people being arrested popped up. And when he was governor, and I said, what about the CFR, the Federal Reserve, after his speech,
yeah.
And there's video of this, he had me arrested, and he said, that's the freedom we've got in America, the freedom of speech.
Yeah, I saw that video.
So it's like a sick joke that after they do this to you, he talks about freedom.
Right. There's another little piece of this article on, find it here, badculture.com. And neat little twist, the woman was a FEMA worker who was there working and was sent back home to Corpus Christi. Texas, and they don't know if she's going to lose her job or what.
Unbelievable.
One of them was a FEMA worker who's now been sent home to Texas. Looks like criticizing the emperor, or excuse me, president, can now be a career-limiting move on top of everything else.
Well, the New York papers last week reported that the police commissioner told the police that if you protest, you might lose your job.
Yeah.
They don't want the police union out protesting at the Republican National Convention.
Nope.
So, again, cops, you want slavery is for you and your children, too. Just, you know, I hope you enjoy yourselves.
Well, the article goes on to say a FEMA spokesman, Ross Fredenberg, will not say Wednesday whether Nicole Rank had been fired. Quote, all we can say is that our federal coordinating officer, Lou Botta, sent Nicole home, he said. We cannot comment further on to protect her privacy. Federal privacy laws prevent us from saying anything. So she'll probably end up getting fired.
Very
we have no First Amendment anymore.
Well,
we have no rights anymore.
People been
the whole country is on felony probation is basically what it boils down to.
Well, no, that's what martial law is.
Right.
Is that you are considered an enemy of the state. And you were treated, and that's what the FEMA coordinator up in last year, it's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, in the Gannett News Service, Sid Kasperson said, under a red alert, you are considered an enemy combatant if you leave your home. All liberties are virtually stripped away. We will take your children from the schools, and you'll get them back later. Then the Washington Post reported on that. And long before 9/11, we were showing the drills. Before Columbine, they were training to do all this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody detains my kids. I don't care anymore. I'm going for the throat. You don't
mess with somebody's kids. Your children in one of these prisons. That's what the schools are little prison camps training you how to be a dumbed-down prisoner.
Well, luckily, my kids go to a very small South Texas town school, and I ask them on a regular basis about what's going on in school, and fortunately, no horror stories like I've heard, you know, just about every day.
All right, thanks for the call. That's good news. Let's talk to Marlene in Texas. Go ahead, Marlene.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I was listening to you talking about the roads, toll roads y'all have coming, and we've had in our area coming up meetings this past spring about the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor.
Yes.
It sounds exactly what you're describing with the businesses that you right down the center that you can't get off the road to go to the old small city businesses anymore and paying tolls and everything.
No, no, I mean they take, look, I-35 for hundreds of miles of Kansas, hundreds of miles, folks, a bunch of major roads, including 35, I've been on it, and they put their own government-run McDonald's and gas stations in the middle with water towers, and there's all these old exits blocked up, and these towns are dead, and you can't get off the road. This is all part of the new freedom.
That's what they're describing. There is a website that down in Fayetteville where they're watching this because they've had the Fayette County officials get so upset with the TxDOT coming down there trying to explain this system coming up, and they actually don't know anything. And
TxDOT knows everything. They just go, we don't know, we don't know.
That's exactly what they're doing. But, Alex, if you'd like, there is a website you might be interested because there are people down in our area that are watching and people throughout Texas need to keep an eye on.
You're telling me out in the rural areas they're going to do this even in Texas?
Well, it's those, I guess they're NAFTA and CAFTA corridors coming through.
Yeah.
And they've been having meetings, and the meetings haven't even really been posted but in the paper for like one day, if they're even posted in the newspaper. Fayette County, Bastrop County, Lee County, and a lot of people just don't know they're going on.
Yeah, can you imagine having to drive, I'm not kidding, 50 miles on side roads to be able to get on the highway?
I understand. It's ridiculous. And you know,
it's to wall off the rural areas. It's to kill the small towns, force us into the cities. I have the federal plan. This is not my opinion.
Uh-huh, I know. And even this little website says that just like we get your tapes and everything, and how you've talked about the UN wants to do away with sovereignty, and what this little website explains is they're going to take away from cemeteries, historical markers, and old historical buildings so that you won't be able to go around there.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine driving across Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And for hundreds of miles, every 50, I mean, we counted it, you could then exit I mean, the towns were all dead. They just do it. But again, in Austin, you can't go anywhere because they strategically place them even on side roads where you have to go on toll roads to go anywhere. It's never been done. But now suddenly, nationwide, it's spreading, and it doesn't matter if everybody's against it because they got the electronic voting machines in and there's no voting.
That's it. And in fact, the lady that's been doing so much talking about that, I believe her name is Bev. I was amazed. She was on CNN Financial today.
Bev Harris?
Yes, talking about the black box voting.
.org. We had her on a few days ago. And she's been here in Austin, down at the Secretary of State's office, big rallies, overflowing. I was told I couldn't be there, but we promoted it here. And she was on CNN Financial from where?
It was on this morning. I just caught a few minutes of it, and I was amazed.
Was the Capitol in the background?
She was just talking, and they were asking her on a vote, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well did she think that the black box voting would work, and she said a 1.
Well, again, but how does it work? Oh, it's got problems. It's designed to scam.
Exactly.
It's run by the CIA. We're not kidding. We've gone over this. Well, I'm glad that she's there.
I am, too. And, Alex, would you mind if I give that website in case some other Texans would like to take a look at
sure.
what's going on? The name of the website is CorridorWatch.org. And it has all the newspaper articles that have covered the meetings. It has the maps, and it has forums and these things so you can ask questions.
Great. I'll try to get them on.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. This is nationwide, though. This affects you all. And remember back in my first film? In 1997, I traveled the country, showed the UN takeover of the parks and the buffer zones, and showed the maps and the bills and the legislation. And even the Kentucky House rebuked it and said they plan to shut off the highway, shut off the roads, shut off all the small towns, and force us off half the country. No human action. You go, how are they going to do that? Well, they started out by, remember Clinton and Bush has accelerated this, getting rid of the roads in the forest areas, shutting things down, taking private property within those areas that was surrounded. This is how they're going to... Folks, I've been all over the country, and you'll go on toll roads in California or in Kansas or in Ohio, and you'll drive 50 miles before you can get off. I mean, it's siege, people. Literal siege. It's not about money. It's about control. Let's talk to Carlos in California. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. You know, I recently saw the movie 9/11 by Mr. Moore. And, you know, he does a good job of pointing out the connections between, the financial connections between the Bin Ladens and Bush, but he doesn't go far enough. He doesn't mention the Bank of Credit and Commerce International and a shady character that's a major shareholder in her, Khalid Bin Mafua, Saudi Arabian. Now, this Bank of Credit and Commerce International financed all the Taliban activities, all the Abu Nizam.
Yeah, the CIA front with Clark Clifford, the author of the National Security Act running it. The Bush is involved, money laundering, drug dealing, it's all documented.
Right, but people don't know about this. This BCCI and Khalid Bin Mafu were part owners of Augusto Oil, which is owned by George Bush, and also Harkin Energy. So you see the connections and the irony of our president talking top of terrorism while he has business connections with terrorists themselves. I mean, that should tell
well,
the
look,
nature.
Well, look, when families sue the Saudis for obvious 9/11 connections, that is people out of their country, it is James Baker, former Secretary of State, that goes against the American people.
Exactly. This whole thing on the war on terrorism is nothing but a facade. It's just a pretext for our president and our corporations to go into the Middle East, destabilize the Middle East, take over the resources of the Middle East.
But more than that, it's about taking over in America.
Exactly. And taking over the world. You know, you see, wherever you see a terrorist act like in Spain, right away they pass a Patriot Act of their own.
Tell you what, stay there, Carlos. I'll let you finish up on the other side, and we'll talk to Diane and others. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
I'm going to continue with some more calls. Then in the next segment, I'm going to plunge into more of the news. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to Carlos in California. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
You know, in my research on the New World Order, I noticed a pattern through the years that we, our banking institutions, our government, continually finances and creates fictitious enemies, going back to Hitler, to Saddam Hussein, Bin Laden, Gaddafi, and then it is so they can give us a pretext, an excuse to go to war against these people, spread chaos, and out of this whole chaos will come an international order, which will be the New World Order, a one-world government.
Well, let's look at what they do with Saddam and Noriega and the communists and Ho Chi Minh, who they gave almost $1 billion. They also called Eisenhower, called Fidel Castro the Abraham Lincoln of Latin America. They put him in. Let's talk about why they do this. It's not just about building up enemies. It's enemies they control so they can have fake wars that they are assured of winning, because the intelligence people around the puppets they put in third world countries, then they have a fake war, and then they put whoever the chief deputy was of the thug they removed, they just put them in power so the enemy doesn't fight. The globalists have some C-130s blow up some public housing, act like there's been a war, kill some women and children, and oh look, we had a big victory. These things are all staged. That's why they always go after their business partners, is because they control the apparatus around them. Go ahead.
Yes, essentially, and that's a method that they've been using for years and years, destabilizing countries like we're doing with Iraq right now. A total chaos over there. And of course, that gives them the pretext then to bring in the kind of government that they want, that they can control, and eventually this whole thing will lead to a new world order, a one world government. And that's the bottom line objective of their methodology.
They've said it's a new world order. They've said that's their plan. Dick Cheney wrote that in the PNAC documents. But let's ignore what he has to say and call it a conspiracy theory. Thanks for the call. They go in and blast into these third world countries, whether they be good or bad, and they take them over, and they appoint the government, and then call it freedom. That's not a puppet government. We just appointed it. That's not puppet. You know, when we come in and take over and appoint the leaders, that's not a puppet government. It's a puppet government in every sense. Let's talk to Diane in South Carolina. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The end of last week and the first of this week on CBS News at night, they showed the blimp defense system for terrorism. And it showed a huge, huge balloon. Within it, it had a helium compact area that could not be fired at and shot down. And in it was cameras, radio transmitters, and tracking devices. And they showed
Ma'am, 3 years ago, before 9/11, they announced that they're going to have high-altitude, solar-powered, giant dirigibles that flutter around at, you know, 70,000
feet. Right, and they showed them the other night. They literally showed them working, and they showed them around the United States, you know, like a map of the United States, and they said, this is how we're going to protect our boundaries. All it's for is tracking.
Yeah, well, what they admit that they have ground-penetrating radar that can look right through your walls. I mean, crisp images. And so they can just dial in and focus it on anybody's house. And so over every major city and town, we'll just live in glass houses, literally, being looked at and scanned. It's all worse than 1984, but, you know, that's freedom. And, yeah, Homeland Security's going to run it, and Alexander Haig's been involved in some of the planning of it. And it's been in mainstream news. Hey, I tell you what, Scott, can you find the neocon star piece where the Homeland Security blimp keeps us safe? I mean, you know, this was a satirical piece put together, but it's not funny. I mean, it's all really what they're planning. What show was this telling us how great
this was? The CBS Nightly News with John Roberts, that substitutes some time for Dan Rather. He was on that night, and they also discussed...
What night was this?
I don't remember what night it was. I remember it was between now and last Thursday night, sometime right in there.
Well, was it last week or this week?
I don't remember, Alex. I've been, like, medically incapacitated, so I don't remember. But the same night, they discussed 2,000 antennas being put on the California boundary state line to use as, like, a defense of incoming missiles or stuff from... I mean, they just brought out all kind of stuff, you know, just flippant little things, just bombarded you all at one night. And I thought it was ironic that they were showing it, but I guess it's because they want the Patriot Act to be renegotiated.
Well, it's expanded. The sunset provision for 05 is only on a few provisions that don't mean anything. Key legislation is in perpetuity. This is not a reauthorization. This is an expansion. Thanks for the call.
Can I say about quarterback?
Thanks for the call. I guess we disconnected you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing? Gardening? Camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. Geez, it's proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Corbin has got a talk show on this network to put together some of these little vignettes, and they'd be funny if they weren't so scary. Everything in this piece is being planned or already done. In China, in one province, in Hunan province, they have, according to the BBC and the Scotsman, 24 mobile execution vans. They just drive around grabbing political dissidents, others. Automatic injectors kill you, then they gut you in the back, put your body parts on ice, and then just drives around killing people all day. All part of the new freedom. China also has public executions in their sports stadiums that our news never wants to show you video of. I've seen clips of it. It's unbelievable. And this is who we have given permanent most trading, most favored trading status and led into the WTO. Of course, that has more authority over our trade than Congress now, by the way. And of course, you never heard about that because Bush did it 4 days after 9/11. Just like Bush, the day of the Saddam capture announcement, authorized the Intelligence Act that had a bunch of Patriot Act 2 in it. But so everything in this piece is being done or has been done. This is what life will be like with the toll roads and the checkpoints and the scanners and the blimps and the helicopters. And so I don't even think it's a joke. It'll be passe in a few years if we don't stop them. Of course, they'll claim you voted for all this because the electronic voting machines don't have taken your rights away. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
The following is an actual conversation between a Neocon Star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With Neocon Star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrants, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
All right, folks.
This is Michael Corbin.
All righty. So, there you have it. And it's not very funny. Because that's the type of system they're setting up, and I'm not joking. The limit of tyranny is the limit you'll allow it to go to. You'll be as enslaved as you allow, as your naiveness, as your willingness to be a dupe will allow. And you better wake up real, real fast. Let's talk to John in Idaho. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Al?
Good.
But anyways, that clip you just did was just awesome, man. I mean, it was just unreal. And that's exactly how it's going down. Exactly to the T. But anyways, you know, like the coast to coast thing, you know, going on?
Yes.
You know, like you've been on there and Steve Quayle's been on there. And let's see here. Would you?
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, would you really, you know, tell Nori and like coast to coast your true thoughts on like 911? You know, because it's such a, you know, contained radio station, or you know, like the U.S. was involved with 911 and stuff like that. Would you really let it out all the way? You know.
Yeah. Have you heard the three shows I've been on?
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
So you heard all three?
Yeah, and you might have mentioned already the U.S. was involved, right?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I heard all... Yeah, well, the first one I kind of missed, because, you know...
Okay, well, I got into it for an hour on that one, even though I was on about Bohemian Grove for 3 hours. Then the second one, it was a round table with four people.
Yeah.
And we probably spent an hour of 5 hours. He did a record five-hour show that night.
Yeah, 5 hours.
And then last night I was on talking about suspending the election, and I got into how it is the New World Order controlling Kerry and Bush and how they're puppets and how the New World Order is behind the terror. So,
mm-hmm.
And then they put links to stories on my website where we lay out all the evidence of that. So,
Do you think they're trying? Do you think they're real? Do you think they'll go all the way with all the real news and like information, or do you think they'll put a limit to it, or what?
I know this. The show is having more and more people like myself on. The mainstream media is starting to have to respond to all of this. And I'm thankful for a venue to talk to 14 million people an hour.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I'll go on anytime, anywhere, and I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Well, you know, do you think there's a lot of dumbed-down people calling in, and a lot of yahoos that really, you know, don't really care, and they just care about spaceships? And
I don't know. The calls we talked to last night were informed and bringing up real issues.
Well, one guy seemed kind of out of it. You know, he said, well, I really don't listen to this kind of stuff, but I, you know, because I more or less listen to science. You know, people like, you know, there's a lot of folks like that out there, too. You know?
Well, you did hear the show, but, you know, he said he thought it was a great interview.
Yeah, well, it sure was.
That
so,
caller.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, tell us what you think. Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't think they're going to give a total leeway on the truth and, you know, what we believe and what we think and what we know. I don't think that's going to happen because, the government will put some kind of stop to it or
well,
like,
they haven't put limits on for what I can speak about. I mean, they've said we want you on about the election cancellation. We want you on about Bohemian Grove. We want you on this roundtable about the New World Order.
Yeah, do you find this groundbreaking?
I do think it's groundbreaking because, yes.
I mean, my gosh, like they're letting the real news come in. You know, like Steve Quayle, you know, he's on another station, you know, and, you know, he's very informative, and he really knows what the heck's going on.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, but the New York Times in the last 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, what was it, last Tuesday and then again on Monday, had articles saying the Bilderberg Group called Kerry and said, we like Edwards, you have him, and he did, when they were going to pick Gephardt. Well, I said a month before that New York Times article, a month before Kerry picked Edwards, we had Jim Tucker on from American Free Press, been covering Bilderberg for 26 years, and who's been to, I don't know, 20-something of the meetings, tried to sneak into quite a few of them, been detained, arrested, chased around. I'm in a film with him, there's video of it. In that Secret Rulers of the World piece, and he said, the man's Edwards. That interview's on our website. That was a month before the announcement. People didn't believe that. It was going to be Hillary. It was going to be Dick Gephardt. Rupert Murdoch was saying it was going to be Dick Gephardt. So, and I have to say, I don't agree with a lot of what Dick Gephardt has to say. I agree with him on NAFTA and GATT and things, which he never seems to be able to do anything about. Edwards is against that, too, but only in, you know, on the surface, but Gephardt has a less liberal record than John Edwards. The problem is the New American, and I have it here in front of me, did a major study of the voting records, and they had a major, you know, decade-long program doing this, and they looked at the voting records, and Mr. Sanders, the only admitted socialist in Congress, is more conservative than 70%+ of Republicans. Yet his voting record. We're in deep trouble, folks. You know, the rhetoric out there of, the marriage amendment, and, they'll throw us a few bones to make us think, you know, we're doing something. But overall, the same agenda just moves forward. Big government, loss of liberty, gun control, open borders, all of this. Last call for this hour. We'll talk to Chris, then I'm going to cover news. Then we'll start the third hour and cover more news and more calls. Chris in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering, me and my daughter's mother kind of having an argument. She's 10 years old, and I've showed her 911, The Road to Tyranny, and she had gone home and talked to her stepdad about, you know, what's going on and the government being how it is, and her mom is kind of refused to. She says she's too young to learn about that, and I was kind of wondering, you know, what age is
okay.
The
number
right
one,
age.
Can you boost his audio to me? I'm having trouble hearing him.
Oh, it's probably this stupid cell phone.
Okay, well, no, I can hear you better now. Now,
okay.
What relation are you to this 10-year-old?
She's my daughter.
Okay, it's your daughter.
Yeah.
But the stepdad and your wife.
No, not my wife.
Well, your ex-wife, sir.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Your wife with this child, okay?
Right.
She was your wife. She really is still your wife, whether she knows it or not. But the point here is that, that it's your right to, would she be against you taking your daughter to see Fahrenheit 9/11, which I think shouldn't have gotten an R rating? I think, you know, if you want to take your daughter to see The Passion, you should do that.
Yeah,
Passion
that's
of
what
Christ. I think that it's disturbing that they don't want that. But you know what? By them not wanting her to see it, she'll want to be more informed via this system. And so it's shameful. So they don't want her to watch the History Channel either, I guess.
Yeah, She just thinks she's too young. She's 10 years old. She should be watching cartoons and not, you know.
Well, does your wife have any idea how much propaganda's in cartoons?
Yeah, she. I don't think she does.
I wonder if your wife lets her watch MTV.
Yeah, she does, of course.
Your ex-wife.
Right.
You know what? Say, well, you let her watch MTV. I don't want you watching MTV.
Right.
So are they threatening you about the joint custody or something?
Basically.
You tell them, let's go into a court of law and let's see what's worse, MTV or a film about the road to tyranny. A film written up by the New York Post.
Right.
Speaking of the road to tyranny, my friend, I live in Moline, Illinois, and my friend of mine owns a movie theater in the same, well, basically the same
unfortunately,
city.
Unfortunately, sir, you're almost unintelligible at this point.
Oh, dang. Sorry, we were going to show your movie at a movie theater.
Okay.
Is that all right?
I can hear you now, yeah. Whatever you had over the phone was gone.
Okay, we're going to show 911, The Road to Tyranny, and I think The Waking Life at a movie theater here in Rock Island, Illinois.
Oh, Richard Linklater's film that I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, he's showing Fahrenheit 9/11, and then I'm going to see if maybe like directly make it a double feature, and right after that show 911, The Road to Tyranny.
Well, that's exciting.
Is that okay with you? That's fine?
You know, I can't just say everybody has the rights to put my films in movie theaters because then it could be sold commercially and I wouldn't have rights. But if they want to air the film or if they want to play Richard Linklater's film, there's ways of doing that. If the person wants to email me or talk to me and say, you know, I want to have a limited run of this film, I can get my authorization to do that.
Okay.
But I can't just on air say people can carte blanche show my film in movie theaters.
Okay.
Though Road to Tyranny 2 years ago was put on film on the West Coast and shown in dozens of theaters, and I'm told the people doing it made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I
don't even frankly particularly even care about the hundreds of thousands of dollars, though we could do 10 times the work with that money.
Right.
But it'd be nice if people would just contact me and get my authorization.
I'll have him do that.
All right. I appreciate your call, sir. And my bottom line is getting people to see the films. That's my bottom line. That's why I authorize you for nonprofit educational purposes, not for sale purposes, to make copies of any of my 10 films. And then I get emails from people saying, I want you to send me your film free. Folks, we sometimes have trouble paying the bills. I'd like to have more employees. I'd like to be able to make more films. I'd like to be able to do a better job. So I think it's very classic that my film's been downloaded by millions of people on websites that we know of, millions on my own site and millions on others, and that just millions of copies have been made of thousands of tapes I've sold. And again, the money means absolutely nothing to me. I mean, certainly I like driving a car that doesn't break down. I like, having, nice pairs of shoes and slacks. I like, because I'm so busy, having somebody mow my yard because I could spend that 2 hours fighting the New World Order. That's the, money for me is nothing but ammunition in the info war. So I would imagine if I didn't have any money that it would mean a lot more to me. But my goal is not money. But I need money. We have sponsorship. That's how the network operates, the Genesis Network, different from other networks. People seem to think I'm any other Patriot network that's me. And you need to listen to the names of networks, folks. People even call this show thinking it's other shows. But I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry other books, videos, books on tape. The best materials I found out there, bar none. And I can't authorize you to make copies of other people's videos that I sell, that I paid for from them. But I can authorize you to make copies of my films. Because that's my goal. That's my bottom line goal. But I cannot say, I give up the total copyright for anybody without asking me to put it in movie theaters. Though it's already been done. But with the honest type audience we have, I've got to tell you to make copies of the videos that you're authorized to, or you wouldn't do it. A different audience, would just make copies and wouldn't care. Of course, they wouldn't make a lot of copies because they don't care about spreading the word. As long as they had a copy, they'd only care about themselves. You're a different type of audience. And I love you to death, and I want to thank you for getting my films and for making copies, some of you thousands of copies, and for educating people and standing up against this tyranny. That protects my family. That protects my way of life and protects your way of life and your family. We're all in this together. And so I want to thank you out there. And I want to thank you, Chris in Illinois, for wanting to show the film. And, I'll give you authorization to play it, 3 times if you want. Sure. It'd be nice, if you're going to charge people to get into it, if you'd give half the proceeds to a local Second Amendment group, or start use that money to start your own local, you know, citizens 9/11 investigation education committee. That's really all I ask. It's all I care about. Money, really, in the final equation, is only an ends to a, you know, to a means, or a means to an ends, I should say. If you want to support us, if you want to get these original videos from the horse's mouth, from me, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Carts, or call toll-free. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Again, 888-253-3139. We'll come back, get into a bunch of news, and then more of your calls. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, third hour coming up, your phone calls as well. We don't just go out on the AM and FM dial, though. You can always listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we hope you'll spread the word to your friends and neighbors and family and folks on the message boards. That's how we get masses of new listeners, to people we can wake up, prospective minds to unlock. And, of course, Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night, 9 to midnight, at 3210. Big WWCR. All right, I'll get into the fear-mongering, the latest stuff with the discussion of suspending the election. Yes, we're calmly discussing that. But first, USA Today, Ashcroft pushing Patriot Act extension. Now, again, and we have this on the website, the subsections of Patriot Act 1 that passed back in 2001 in October. It says in there that all the key provisions of the bill, 213, 215, 802, dozens of them, those are in perpetuity. Those are not sunsetted. And then a few subsections about the feeling of the House and the Senate and just little nothing addendums, those are sunsetted. So, see, then that was a built-in mechanism to expand it later. Very covertly done. So, really what Ashcroft wants, if you're looking at this, is to expand the Patriot Act, not just keep what they have, because that's already in there, but to expand it. The average person hears, well, you ought to keep it, you know. Attorney General John Ashcroft launched another defense of the USA Patriot Act yesterday, echoing President Bush's claims that the law that gave federal agents more latitude to spy on U.S. citizens and foreigners has made Americans safer. During a news conference on Capitol Hill, Ashcroft waived a Justice Department report. He had said proved the law most controversial provisions should be renewed before they expire in the December 05. You're a liar. They don't expire. He said the law has led to the arrest of suspected child pornographers and computer hackers. So see, everybody's against child pornographers, unless you're a UN official, I guess. And so, oh, we're against them. No. It's all misdemeanors, folks. It's everybody's a terrorist. See, now it's, and computer hackers, see, getting the idea of other crimes than terror into there. Passed hurriedly by Congress after September 11th terror attacks, the Patriot Act significantly expanded the power of the U.S. law enforcement by allowing the FBI and CIA to share evidence. The act also gave terrorism investigators access to evidence-gathering tools that agents in criminal inquiries have used for years. But civil liberties and conservative Republicans say the law needs to be reworked to provide more oversight by judges of its provisions. Forget judges, folks. That makes it easier for investigators to search for and seize evidence. And there's no mention here that they want to expand it. But they've said that, and we have those articles posted. So the average person reads this and thinks, oh, they just want to reauthorize it. No, it's all the stuff in Patriot Act 2 they couldn't pass last year in the intelligence package that they did pass December 13th. Mexico's Attorney General gets microchip implants, CNN. Mexico's Attorney General said on Monday he had had a microchip inserted under the skin of one of his arms to give him access to new crime database and also enable him to be traced if he's ever abducted. See, if you want to be cutting edge, you got to have it. Attorney General Rafael Macedo said a number of his staff had also been fitted with chips, which will give them the exclusive and secure access to National Computerized Database for Crime Investigators that went live Monday. So see, that's how it works. You want to work for the government? They're going to make special forces this year or next year. I've already been told this, by special forces, take it here in the U.S. You want to be in the government? Got to have the chip. The system is here, and I have already have it. It's solely for access, for safety, and so that I can be located at any moment, wherever I am, he said, admitting the chip hurt a little. The chips would enable the wearer to be found anywhere in Mexico in the event of an assault or kidnapping. See, the new, more high-powered ones. Oh, my goodness, folks. You want to? You don't have to come in the mall, but you got to have a chip to do it. Start.